background noise.
Okay. Good. So now we're starting the Igas of the Rambam, and one of the things that is, it says in the Chazal that Sichas Chulin of Talmid Chachamim Tzarech Talmud, that anything that a Talmud Chacham says needs Talmud. The Rambam's letters are an ability to listen to the Rambam speak. So a letter is not quite an oral recording, but it's still, it's extraordinary. His letters are extraordinary in terms of the power and his passion, the different issues he addresses, how he addresses, and they're definitely something extremely worth learning. I selected the letters that I felt were worth. Some of them are pure halacha, where there's, you know, it's not really anything other than halacha. We've done already the Geres Teiman and the Geres Hashmad and the Geres Chesameisim, but there are many other letters. The edition I used was Shilat edition. Shilat really does the best with the letters. With all the stuff, he's a Talmud Chacham. He knows his Arabic and he's a very reliable researcher. And he has actually four categories of letters. Two or three categories are different tkufas in his life, and then he has one or a little bit more than one section which has forged letters and letters that were falsely attributed to him, misattributed to him, and letters that are doubtful. Some of them are quite famous, Pirkei Hatzlacha, and others are definitely not the Rambam, even though people quote him as such. So I photocopied in the first chelak, I took out whatever I felt was relevant. The second chelak, much of it are letters that are falsely attributed. So at least we'll start with this. Okay, the first letter, and bear in mind again that most letters he wrote in Arabic. He himself is going to write that he wants to translate some of his Arabic works into Hebrew because he feels, you know, it does it more justice, but it remained a wish. Okay, the first one, Va'ama, solo solo pana derech arimo michshol mederech ami. The pasuk says, clear the way and remove all stumbling blocks from my nation. So this the Rambam is writing a letter together with other Rabbanim. This is a Kol Kore of close to 1,000 years ago, 900 years ago or so, about a terrible shortcoming that was happening there. We Talmid Chacham who live in Mitzrayim would like to say the following. We've all gathered to, I guess it was Cairo where he lived, from far-flung cities, towns. And we've pooled our minds together. Everyone started on his own to look at some serious issues that the tzibur faces. And gathering together we're going to try to deal with it. Like it says in the pasuk, "Kivakoras roye edrei v'yemayesu techatzoin," that Akadosh Baruch Hu looks over the flock of Klal Yisrael. In other words, Akadosh Baruch Hu examines Klal Yisrael what they need. We too ought to do that. V'kashe ischakino adarcha anoshim ayichidim. And when we started looking at individuals, who's done bad, what's the right way to get back, to heal those who've slipped, and those who haven't been mekayim, and to strengthen those who are doing right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the one that's lost, I'm going to search for. The one that's been cast aside, I'm going to bring back. The one that's broken, I'm going to heal. Motzanu, kashachokanu b'vnaseinu shirabu oven godl kaposhoi v'atzibur. We found a terrible aveira that has spread out amongst the tzibur. V'loi nitzlu mene yechidim atim. And only a few individuals don't have a problem with this aveira. V'zeh. We found that the Jews in Mitzrayim Hine hemis rashlu b'dvar tefilas nida b'mei mikvos v'yashos menikim. They have become extremely negligent in terms of being tovel in a mikveh, a nida, and in counting seven nikiyim. V'noagu minus minus lismach al chitz mayim shuvim midamin shebazetusak atayr tutin b'aylo. They've adopted the minig of kfiras that washing in a tub is good enough. So, a few things. First of all, yes, it's not as a terrible avera as concerts and stuff like that. Rabbanan today aser, but still, one would assume that not going to a mikveh is quite a bit avera. The point of it was, and then he calls it minus, and we'll explain. There were two reasons that pulled together in why they weren't going to a mikveh. One was obviously, you know, it's a pain in the neck. They didn't want to. Okay, I get that. But also, you have to bear in mind, in his days, the Karaites were still a very strong force in the world. And they read the Torah literally. It says a woman has to wash up at the end of 7 days. And that's what they did. And then he says, he brings another minhag, which is really off the wall. For Yosef Kashem Zehu, Sheruban Samchas al Minas Gemura, there are those that are Somech on total Kfira, Vadova Shadibra Hashem, Vushetika Ha Nida, Isha She'ena Nida, Shetizrakala Es Hamayim, Hatahirim Lefidim Yoina. So what they did was, and this is sort of a terrible, terrible amaratzis / corruption of the pasuk. The pasuk calls the water of a paraduma mei nida. So basically, what they did was they would have a lady take some holy water, sprinkle it on the other lady who's a nida, and she would come to her. Vitamin anida shim tizer kalatz loytel to baila. And part of her fancy is if she were to pour water on herself, she wouldn't become to her. So somebody else comes. They call it the spritzing of water. And some would do it after being ashmashes, kefi the minim here are the Karaites. It's the Rambam says most everybody was nichsh on this. The Rambam says there are only a few yechidim that's trying to keep the halacha. It's astounding. Whoever speaks about the good old days when we had people like the Rambam, yes, I mean, but take a look what it was. It's incredible. Ask somebody true or false that in the Rambam's days, the vast majority of the women did not go to the mikveh, and they would think you're off the wall. That's what happened. It was a combination of amaratzis, karoz, and just plain convenience. Bekashrino onu kol hachacham kol taminim dolas kainim zaysa chatoa gdoilas avirso chava. When we saw this terrible pirtza zaysa tzaras and shenash as a posa bar adas nis tzaras that has spread out we adana gdoilas al maisa rov amiriga meguna hamitstorif minus vigilayas vahesirab. This has become a combination of kfira, in other words, being kaif and tosh v'alpeh, and gila arayis v'asirabim, ha-mevilu mechiyas v'ashem u'bitl divay soifrim v'shecham idl teira. This destroys the belief in divrei chazal, and it brings a mishnah. The mishnah says, if a person says there are no tefillin, ain't tefillin, laval divrei teira pata, he does not get punished as a kaif or minab kares, he doesn't want to wear tefillin. But chomesh teitav zavad divrei soifrim chayev. But if a person says that it's five houses instead of four compartments, then he's being oivan divrei seifrim, and that's minus, and he's chayev. Umatzanam aleim al sham yasir b'chol min asor min edafkus v'lubda b'kal maisa minus. And Chazal were very, very sharp about anything that has to do with minus. V'itzam v'lishama me'amira tovi l'hamin dava mimashe bodu alintas apesh v'shul. And Chazal were extremely guarded not to allow any type of their terrorists to infiltrate. Like they said, Chacham Yizab Divrechem. You need to be doubly careful when you're saying something, because Shema Tachuvachev is Golos, Vitigoy Maim Aroyim, Vishal Timinu Bayachem, Vyamusim, Vishashayim is Chalo. If you're not careful what you're saying, you don't know who's listening. People will distort your words, misunderstand your words, and they'll be Mechal Shem Shemayim. So Yedanu v'nis Amislan, it's become clear to us. Shem Tiyak b'davazet shashas nacha. If we're going to let it go, Yishtu kol Yisrael abayim achem v'yemusu, it will poison Klal Yisrael. So in other words, besides the particular affair of Nida, which is very, very chama, this basically is going to turn Torah Sheba'al Peh into non-existent. So therefore he says, we have to warn them, and he brings the pasuk of the Navi ben Adam tzeifin ha-sadich ha-beisrael v'shamata mipi dova v'zahata yisem imeni. V'yadanu she'im nisrash ba'azos and katzer osam, if we pull any punches and we don't warn them, on nisrapim l'chayivim tikam ma'is ha-peretz, if we're not strong about changing this, Navi al-tzmein av-aleim avden gadol, we're going to bring great destruction, because the chet of gila arayis is le'isol v'yimachol, like the possible sucker it's eschem tamachem oisah shekos agad fneichem. V'niya anachnu kolon et fosim avoinam, we, Rabbanim, will be responsible for what they're doing. V'domam yidorish miyadeinu, and their averis, we're going to be held accountable for them. Meshom yis'ala v'atzoifek yiris acherev bo v'leitoka b'sheifa v'am le'nizhar v'atovei cherev v'atikam hem nofesh huba v'ayne nilkach v'domi aratzoif edrish. So basically they said the potential for destruction is so bad, and we are the ones held accountable, and therefore we're going to make the following takana. First of all, we instructed people that a nida, who whether she goes to take a bath or not, she's a nida until she uses a mikveh. We explained the obligation of Shivi Menekiyim. We told them they are not allowed to do that zrika at all, even as a compliment to go into the mikveh. We told them that it's a terrible avera and minus gemura. And what happens is, if you let them do that also, they're going to say that, well, that's the main thing, and a mikveh is just preparation. And once again, you will come to the same problem. Ishtal su chazal, that they said that mayim shu'uvim make you tomei, because people go to mikvahs were dirty and filthy and smelly. They would take a shower afterwards, and they would say, you know, it's the shower that does the trick, and not the mikveh. And Chazal were very scared of people leaving mikveh, so they said, if you go to a shower, you become tomei, not for nida, but you become tomei for, you know, truma and stuff. Voidanu shekol isha shetizreik. Any woman that does that zrika, that spitzing of water, even on the right day, even during the day, in other words, not being ashmashes, and even if she go to the mikveh, she is doing something terrible. Because as long as they hold on to this minhag, they're going to eventually they go back to it again. They're going to say, well, it's a combination of the two. It's either or. Some she does something like that. They need to make a great break. And then he says, after many years that we keep on being mefarsim this, we see that ru'a nega imet beinov, people still persist. Only individuals have done what's right. So again, imagine the Rambam signs on a kokora and nobody cares, nobody listens. And it's the women that are at fault. They believe in it. And it's also more comfortable to do that zrika than to go to the mikveh. Therefore, we and everyone signed on the bottom have decided to make the final takana. Any woman that does not go to the mikveh at the right time, or adds the zrika to the ceremony, you're mechuyev to divorce her without a ksuba. She loses ksuba totally. If one of the three averis are found to be true, one is bitla tevila, that's going to the mikveh. Chisur shivas meni kiyim. Oya zrika fil imat tevila. B'shekol almana shetov ligvas k'subasa bebezdin ma'achas v'anzoysa takana lo'y titol puta achas ashengaru lo b'chal shvuas almana shetov nidosim v'anzoysa takana v'hala. So the halacha is that an almana, when she's entitled to k'suba, there are always issues, because the almana is the one who usually has the assets at home. So somebody has all of this, so then the kids may complain that she's been taking money all along, and it should be deducted from the ksuba. So there's a shvua on almana that you impose a shvua on her to swear that she didn't use anything except what she's entitled to, and then we give her a ksuba. The reason is because of the isomim. It's interesting. It sounds like in the Rambam's time they would impose the shvua. So they would add to that shvua if she wanted like the ksuba. She tovel and nidosim in zazoisa takana v'hala, that she went to the mikveh. And she only used the mikveh. She didn't do the srika. And if she admits that she didn't follow it, she loses a ksuba. And the same thing, bezdin, when a woman comes to get divorced. If the husband accuses her of having done this but has no proof, she must swear a shavua chamura that she's going to have a mikveh. So it imposed a shavua to buttress this collection of ksuba. It's incredible. Then he says next paragraph. We've had this read in all the shuls, and everyone should know that any woman doesn't listen to it, she's considered oivers asmaisha. She doesn't get the ksuba, and she has to swear to shvun, all that. And then he says, elazeis asrotei kolaz chomisha beratzon saim del matkotnem vischayavna nachasum lemata shlo nidon laolam beratz mitzrayim pitakona zeis. We've all accepted on ourselves forever to keep this takana. We're not going to change it. We will never abolish this takana. We also impose on anybody after us that he should go by this takana. And when his heart is concerned about the ksuba of the woman, he should be more concerned about Torah becoming destroyed than the particular ksuba. We're scared maybe a bezin will arise that's not a good bezin, and will abolish this takana, or is zalzabul as a peer, or they just won't listen to it. We made a big chayim al kol bezin shem chaz mitzrayim, that anybody who's in a bezin in Mitzrayim and does not go by this takana, while kol chacham betalmid sheyira shalpi din takana zu via din chaz mitzrayim kach adim ois mashiach vihiskamnu. So they imposed it on every bezin with a cherem and everything, so on. These are one of the places, by the way, where the Rambam dates himself, and we get a very clear sense of his dates. The year at Paz over here is not not the type of dates we used. It was the Minyan Shtaris, which was still existent in his time, and he brings on the bottom, he translates it to Dalet Alofim Tat Kalu, that it is we're today Hey Alofim Tov Shin Ayin Ches, and this was four Alofim, so we're 5,700, this is 4,900 36, and which is, I believe it's 1076. I think that that's what it works out to. Al Kapanim, that's the 1076 or 1176, whatever, one or the other. So, okay, and then he signs off on this together with another 8 or 10 Rabbanim. The next, let's take with the next one, which is on the same topic, and basically a very strong letter again. It's the next page. He says, there was a maisa that a woman came to collect suba, and she said, and they did not keep mikveh, but they said the husband was quite happy with it. It was by his suggestion, his instigation, or whatever. So he says, the fact that the husband agreed to it doesn't make it muta, and therefore the woman lost the ksuba. The man has no, they can't demand anything from the man. I guess when they got divorced, the husband was more than happy to let them go without money, even if he had, you know, told them not to go to mikveh. And he says, don't think this is just our takana, this is what ought to be. He also says, umashe mechuyevhu shetispar shetispar isha shivasyom nekim achi paska dam vetitvo leil shmini b'mei mikveh vazyuta labayla hamagaba. The ein hefrish in titel bezenahara nilus or be oimri oirav, it doesn't make a difference if you use the Nile or one of its tributaries, habrechos hanovos, o betalam and atalos, o maishis kapsun amota berim raberis. All of those are perfectly valid. Those are good mikvahs. Ha'ika mayim chunosim shurim ala amabun shalosh amas, o mashiach bezenefach. But not in a kli and so on. Okay, so I'll go upon him, those are two tshuvas that deal with mikveh, and A, it seemed to have been very widespread, and you also have the knetch that it was due to the karoim who basically introduced their own pirushim, and whatever, and that's what people were doing. Okay, the next one is a letter that is a, it's interesting, it's on a different problem, but again, it touches on something that the Karoyim said one way, and therefore he bears down very harshly on it. Be'inyan chalav moed. So this letter is k'toyim me'igasol v'fray mitzur. Be'inyan chalav moed be'toyiv asisem shechramtem. People were going to work on chalav moed. They were doing things they were asked to do midaraisa, just, you know, for, you know, kind of, there are many heterim for Chol HaMoed, but there are many non-heterim. So they obviously must have been extremely widespread, and they put him in Cherim. So he says, V'otzalat Cherim zeh, she'matir v'mitzvah tzorech gadol. The only time you mat Cherim is if it's very important. Avla hata avera, you know, to gadon avera, e'matir. V'm te'era prakmat yavedes yisav yitnu. So if a person has a business that will get lost, you can do it, like the halach is. To say chal moed has no problem, like the karoyim do, chas eshon tzavis Yisrael. V'kol shekein, b'mokshesh b'chochem god m'char so k'mo ischa. If there's somebody, a chochem of your stature there, then bal korchach, people will say you condone it, and then he compliments him. I tell all people living in Eretz Yisrael and its surroundings because you're there. He was in Tyre, which is sort of close to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem asher hishbes lach goel hayoyim. I tell people you're fortunate. There's somebody there, a redeemer. In other words, your stature is great. Lefikach tzrichem atem lishtadel azayis. Therefore, you must do it. You must be mishtadl as cherem, and you must stay. You know, you must enforce the cherem. And anybody that doesn't keep it, you must move away dalaramis. If you come to shul, Im Yeshem Asar Shebo Bechlal Acherim, if there are 10 people who have not been put in Acherim, Tispal Vim Kachlum, that's okay. V'tisrachik Mina Mukhram Abba Amis. So he says, I guess he wasn't strong enough, the Rav, to stop the guy from coming to Shul, or maybe there's no halacha betzim that he can't come to Shul. So he said that's not a problem. As long as you have 10 people and not a chayim, you can daven. Stay away from Amisrim, aval dabi ma berochek emekach klum. You can speak to him from beyond for Amis. But you could never be matiz chayim. And I will eventually write it up and send it to the Kehillah. And then the next one, we'll see the Beis is a very different halacha. He says that certain types of taxes that the community had to provide for the king's entourage and meals, tamir hama pata. So he says anyone who collects it from Talmid Chachamim is Oivan Divatoy Viyaksuv, it's a Gemara in Babasra, Rajom Chachamim of a Maderais of Yaksuv, for like Dayan Shinoitskim Malach the Chabit Torchon of Yachlacha. Not only are they not supporting your Torah, commercial royal and Latam Laila Kistam Chachamim, as in Gavimcha. So the community is not only didn't support the Rav and pay him anything, but they said he should pay his fair share of taxes. Elashen Gavimcha, Koshen of Zemoid. I find it very, very difficult. Anything they take from you is gzela. So again, the Rambam shita about not being supported by others, the letter here is very clear. He certainly held that the Rav should be supported, and some things don't change. The politics in the shul, I guess the Rav said this guy's a cherim, the Balbatim, you know, it let him into the shul. The fact that they wanted the Rav to collect from the Rav the money, it's fascinating. It's fascinating to see what was and so on. Okay, I hope we'll work out the kinks in the Zoom thing, and it'll be better next time. It's Hashem. Okay, any questions? Anything?
Everyone can unmute and ask questions at this point.
Okay. Good.
The
Rambam was not a Rav. He's writing this letter to a Rav in Tzur, Rav Ephraim in Tzur. The Rambam himself. So these were Chachamim. He obviously was the great Chacham. He never. The Rambam had two Parnassas. One Parnassa was his brother supported him. He had a brother who was a very wealthy merchant and did business. And he was his Yisachar Zvulun. Unfortunately, that brother, so the 10 years that the Rambam used to write Mishnah Torah was sponsored by his brother Rav David. Unfortunately, his brother drowned on the way to India, and then the Rambam had to go work as a doctor. The Rambam never worked as a Rav, but he was either supported by his brother. This Rav is in Tzur, which is Tyre in Lebanon, which is sort of kind of like Eretz Yisrael. And over there, he was. This is where the Shaila is coming from. And he obviously was the Rav of there, and the Rav obviously held him in great esteem. Right? That I told people, you know, Ashreichem that you know he's in your he's in your door and so on. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
Good night.